Tom Feeling-Knight, Jr., I'm continuing the dictation on Kayla Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. This is addressed to Mission Ranch Primary Care. Tiffany D. Carlson, D period, O period. The clinical indication is history of left arm and left leg numbness and weakness with sense of internal tremor and facial numbness. Comma, history of chest pain, left axillary sided central symptoms, subparagraph previous history of eosinophilic esophagitis, subparagraph findings of vitamin D deficiency, new paragraph, current complaints of spreading clinical symptoms with tremulousness in the muscles and an internal abdominal sense of tremor. Subparagraph history of extensive evaluation. continued dictation on Kayla Knight. Dear Dr. Carlson, thank you for referring Kayla Knight for neurological evaluation. Kayla Knight was seen for initial neurological evaluation on December 20th, 2023, with identified clinical findings of normal brain MRI and cervical MR imaging, tending to exclude the clinical manifestations of a focal hemihemesthesia that would be responsible for her symptoms and presentation. Subparagraph incidental findings included an 18-millimeter right thyroid nodule, 13-millimeter left thyroid nodule, with recommendations for considered biopsy. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of COVID disease before the onset of her symptoms. New paragraph, laboratory testing completed in December. Was unremarkable. For thyroid antibodies or abnormal clinical thyroid values, including thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin. New paragraph, further laboratory testing showed no evidence of inflammatory markers or an ACE exam, new paragraph. Her autoimmune studies, however, were slightly abnormal, showing a positive ANA with a titer of 1 to 40 with both a nuclear speckled and a homogeneous pattern, which could be seen in disorders associated with lupus, juvenile arthritis, and connective tissue diseases such as mixed disease, systemic Sjogren's syndrome, dermatomyositis, and systemic sclerosis. The remainder of her testing was unremarkable. Her thyroid peroxidase antibodies were less than 9, which is normal, new paragraph. Musk testing remains pending, new paragraph. As you already remember, she underwent diagnostic testing for her cardiovascular symptoms of fluttering, including a 2-day ambulatory EKG by her report, which is reported to be normal. No other abnormal findings were detected. She did notice clinical symptoms of focal pain in her left trapezius. She has no unusual psychiatric symptoms. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical presentation, the previous history of COVID disease, and her symptomatic manifestations, I am ordering additional laboratory studies at this time to include post-COVID disease testing and a reevaluation of her vitamin D assay, which I expect to be normal, considering that she is taking 4,000 to 6,000 units of vitamin D daily with her supplements, new paragraph. She had no other clinical symptoms today other than to report her symptomatic feelings of twitching, which she identifies as being seen in her muscles, new paragraph. In consideration of this history and these findings, I will schedule her for a diagnostic EMG to exclude motor neuron disease, new paragraph. I'll be seeing her back for reevaluation and follow-up with the testing and findings for further recommendations. And then, new paragraph, in consideration of her autoimmune findings, we are suggesting a rheumatology referral for follow-up and continued care. My signature,